ever wish you could find a circle of successful business owners who just openly share what they did to get where they are? Challenges, perspectives, tough decisions, the good, the bad, the strategies, what worked and what definitely didn't? Because if you could, that would make your journey as CEO of your own small business a million times easier and less lonely. Welcome to Reaching Abundance. This is the only podcast where you get weekly cliff notes about developing mental fortitude from successful business owners who have positioned their podcast as the marketing arm of their business. I'm your host, Virginia Elder, fellow business owner and abundance enthusiast. Listening to this show will help you step up, play big, avoid pitfalls, and shift into a growth mindset as you build and market your business and pursue your own definition of abundance. Welcome to episode 2 of the newly relaunched Reaching Abundance. Wait, relaunch? Yeah, you heard me correctly. In the last episode, I shared a bit about where I am now and the growth I've experienced through establishing and growing my own podcast production company since 2019. We talked about how everyone defines abundance differently and goes about achieving it different ways, but that ultimately we're all on the same path. I mentioned that podcasting was a pivot away from financial coaching for me. So you might be wondering what financial coaching has to do with podcasting. Well, my becoming aware of the concept of abundance started in 2014 as I fought to hold back sobs while my then 2-year-old son played quietly on the floor with his blocks and cars. I didn't want him to notice I was crying because the newborn in my arms had just fallen asleep, and I didn't want him to come to me concerned because that would wake the baby. It wasn't postpartum depression. It was the fact that we had only $20 in the bank and 2 more weeks until either my husband or I would see another paycheck. Our credit cards were maxed out, and fun fact, it costs money to file for bankruptcy, but we didn't have any, so that wasn't an option. A few years prior, I'd committed to helping my mom through her divorce. That open commitment cost us $60,000 in attorney's fees, all while bringing 2 new humans into the world, which is a pricey endeavor in itself. The situation became overwhelming, and I found myself juggling credit cards in addition to daycare costs, hospital bills, and normal things like house payments and utilities. Even talking about it to this day gets my heart pounding. Although we managed to save face for the most part and appear normal to the outside world, the financial pressure, fears, and panic ran through my head 24/7. Causing plenty of sleepless nights and an inability to enjoy or be present with day-to-day moments with my very young, growing family. So here I was, heavy with the realization of our absolutely dire financial situation, holding my newborn daughter, watching my son being so good, playing there on the floor. A moment that should have been cherished, but instead was overshadowed by financial anxiety. I knew something had to change. I knew this wasn't the life that I had set out to create. I remember this moment so vividly because that was the turning point. In that moment, I vowed to break the cycle of financial mismanagement and take control of my family's destiny. I became obsessed with personal finance podcasts, listening to every episode possible on my way to work, while at work, on the way home. Armed with new information each day, I found myself excited to comb every facet of our financial lives cutting expenses, and making moves methodically. I'm happy to say that we avoided bankruptcy, retained ownership of our car and our home, and actually became debt-free just 3.5 years after that rock-bottom moment of holding back tears in front of my kids. All along, I was binging personal finance and money management podcasts, paying off debt, but also saving and learning how to invest for the first time in my life. The journey was tough, but it was also exciting, and I wanted to share what I was doing and how I was doing it, just like these podcasters who, in my mind, had become some of my most trusted advisors, dare I say friends. It wasn't just about paying off debt. With each new podcast episode, I recognized the significance of financial education and could feel its transformative impact on my family's well-being. That's what inspired me to become a financial coach and launch my own podcast. My eyes were opened to the broader implications of our financial choices, and other moms needed this information too. So, the journey toward this immediate goal of debt freedom became a pursuit of breaking generational cycles and a commitment to shifting the trajectory of my family's financial future for generations to come. This new to me concept of abundance extended beyond just financial stability and suddenly became about establishing a legacy of educated decision making and the power to mold your future into what you want. You see, listening to personal finance podcasts changed my life. They didn't know it, but these podcasters had become my mentors, guiding me through one of the hardest phases of my life and actually helping me define concepts like alignment, freedom, legacy, and even wealth. So of course, I started out wanting to shout this stuff from the rooftops and help every other mom I knew. But here's what else happened. I learned a lot about myself during my short time as a financial coach. I learned that I'm really truly an introvert and that attempting to be the owner, content creator, and operator at that time without a team wasn't healthy for me. These concepts I'd learned about using money in alignment with your values helped me recognize misalignment in my day-to-day actions when it came to work and how we ran our home. So when I got the chance to be the behind-the-scenes operator, coordinator, and editor of other personal finance podcasts, it was like a dream come true. I got to participate in the financial space, helping financial advisors, planners, coaches, and similar passionate professionals reach people and help change their lives, all while being safely behind my screen as a comfy, cozy introvert. I share this rock bottom financial story with you because it's why and how I became a podcast editor and manager. And because most entrepreneurs, probably you, have a not-so-pretty phase or experience that helped steer or flat-out create their future. At first, say 2014 to 2019-ish, abundance meant having enough money to cover expenses, get debt-free, and go to bed not worrying about money. Now, as a business owner, it still means those things, just on a bigger scale, but there are new facets to it as well. Things like time freedom, location freedom, impact, legacy, and changing other people's futures in a positive way also have a place in my definition of abundance. I know firsthand the power of sharing what you do, how you help people, and providing educational content via your podcast, because listening to podcasts truly altered my trajectory. So, if you've ever felt hesitant or unsure whether podcasting works, Let this be the ultimate testimony to convince you that it does. People are out there waiting for your business and your podcast to help them. Never forget that. Now that you know why I started this business and the passion behind it, let's reset the scene. You and I are now well into our entrepreneurial journey, owning 6- and 7-figure businesses, sitting together, having a cozy beverage each week. We're doing the inner work on our own, practicing a morning routine, exercising boundaries, solving problems, and continuing to pursue our own definition of abundance, whatever that is for each of us. But it's so helpful to come together once a week to dig into the details, learn what's working, get a fresh book recommendation, or even find out what didn't work for another business owner and why. That's why you'll meet me here each week. Remember, growth isn't linear. When you think you've reached a new level and that it's all gravy from here, you will be challenged. That's been my experience anyways. But it's in those challenges, in that dip or confusion, that what you do matters and that determines how great the outcome is. As this episode comes to a close, I'd love to know which piece of this conversation made an impact on you. Send a message to me at reachingabundance.com/convo. For your convenience, the link is in the episode description. This show is edited and published on YouTube and all podcast apps by podcastabundance.com, and we are taking clients. When you're ready to effectively and efficiently market your business using a podcast, book a call with me by clicking the book a call link in the episode description. Thank you for spending your time with me and listening to Reaching Abundance. I'm your host, Virginia Elder. I'll be back next week with another amazing guest to help you build your business, navigate mindset shifts, establish growth-oriented habits, and effectively leverage online marketing. In the meantime, keep up with me and my guests on Instagram at podcastabundance.